Let's pray. Father, thank you for the day, your love and blessing. Pray for this nation, especially for the church. Please forgive me for my sins and pray for all who are struggling and pray that they'll come to you before it's too late. We love you so much and pray for this congregation. Your son's name, amen. You're driving along the road and you're looking and you see cemeteries all around. There are flags in the cemetery. And the flag that I'm speaking of is the flag of the United States of America. You drive along the road and along the highways and you look and you see national cemeteries or tomb markers as far as the eye can see. White tomb markers. Flags all around. You're walking down the street and you see flags that represent this great country. And when someone has died, you see flags at half mast, paying respect to those who have passed on. In Romans chapter 13, in verse 1, it reads, "Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves." I can recall looking at a movie, and I'm not for sure when it was, but I recall looking at this movie of a fallen soldier, a young man. He looked to be in his 20s, and he was being held by his commander when he was wounded. And it was a fatal wound, and he said to his commander, he was on the foreign soil among foreign people fighting for this great country. He looked up at his commander as he was dying, and the only thing he could say, "Take me home." That's all he could say. "Take me home." He knew he was dying, but he wanted to be buried in his soil. He wanted to be buried among his people. And when I say his people, I'm not talking about his immediate family. He wanted to be buried among the people that share this great nation that he fought for. Here's my first point. There should be laws against the desecrating of our great flag, not because it is mere cloth, but because of the heart of what it stands for. There's a lot going on in this world. You young people, I really want to talk to you. There's a lot going on in this world. You see it day in and day out in the news. People stomping on the flag. People burning the flag. People cutting the flag. People abusing the flag every way they can. There should be a law against that. Desecrating this great flag. And I'm going to come to the point to bring out in this lesson what this flag stands for. And it is a shame that people would desecrate such a great flag. We just got finished singing the battle hymn of the Republic. "My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord." In Psalms chapter 37, in verses 3 and 4, I want to read to you what the psalmist said concerning our country. In Psalm 37, verses 3 and 4, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord. and he shall give you the desires of your heart. In Proverbs chapter 3, in verses 5 and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. In the past, this country has seen greatness, wealth, prosperity because of the founders of this great land established by their motto with the greatest phrase ever passed human lips. And here's the phrase: in God we trust. In God we trust. That's the greatest phrase that ever passed human lips. Trust in God. This country trusts in God. In God we trust. Also, I want to read Psalm chapter 9 and verse 17. In Psalm 9:17, it says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Our great flag is a reminder to the nation that God and only God should be first in our lives. I'm going to repeat that. Our great flag is a reminder to the nation that God and only God should be first in our lives. Those who will seek to desecrate or disrespect our flag by abusing the First Amendment with the false notion of freedom of speech in protest of burning, kneeling, or any other form of disrespect are disrespecting what and whom the flag represents. Here's the next point. The flag does not replace God. The flag upholds God in everything that is good and great about our beloved country. Let's look at this scenario. You're in a crowded room with family and friends. A crowded room with family and friends. And you're waiting for the arrival of a dear soldier's body with the flag of the United States of America covering the casket of a great hero. Everyone in the room stand on their feet out of love and respect, awaiting for the 13-fold. I'm going to tell you about the 13-fold. Did you know that there are 13-fold? Do you know about the 13-fold? I didn't know about the 13-fold until I started looking into it and studying it. But there are 13-fold. And people were standing, waiting for the 13-fold. With this American flag draped over this casket of a beloved, a loved one, a dearly departed who has left this world. And they're standing for the 13-fold. I want to ask this question. How many would kneel in protest to such a solemn occasion? Now just think about it. You're standing, and there's a mother, and there's a daddy, and their heart is ripped out because they have lost their loved one in battle. Or at the, there's a wife standing there. Her heart is torn out because of the loss of her loved one. And there's the children standing there. That casket is rolled in, and that flag is draped over that casket. How many people in that room will say, I am going to protest, I'm going to kneel? I wonder how many people would disrespect this solemn occasion and kneel in protest to such a solemn occasion of this body of a loved one who has died in battle for them in this nation. How many would kneel in disrespect and not stand in respect for of their loved ones that have lost their soldier. It has been said, those who would disrespect our flag, I like this, have never been handed a folded one. I want to say that again. Those who would go and burn the flag, those who would go and rip the flag up, those who would go and stomp on the flag, has never been handed a folded one. Now, we'll let that sink in. Well, here's another point. It has been said, the only time one should kneel in the presence of the flag is when the one holding the flag is passing it on to the loved one of a fallen soldier. Isn't that something? Here's something else. Folding the American flag at the casket of a loved one, a fallen soldier, man or woman, renders respect for the one who died believing in the symbol of this great flag, the flag of our beloved country, the 13-fold. I'm going to talk about the 13-fold. It's coming. The 13-fold. Here's another point. I can recall when I was taking care of this gentleman, and he died, a faithful Christian in the church. I went to church with him. I was his caregiver. He lived right here in Huntsville, well, over in Big Cove, and he was a vet. He died. I spoke at his funeral. I sung at his funeral. Went to the graveside, and when we took his casket to the graveside, it was draped with the American flag. And we're talking about a man who was in his late 80s. And there were two young men, soldiers, and they were standing one on one end and one on the other end of the casket. And they took the flag and they began to fold the 13 folds. And I stood there and watched that as they were getting ready to fold the 13 folds of this great soldier. This flag that draped over his casket. The man was old enough to be their granddaddy. They did not know him. But one thing they knew about him, he had everything in common that they had in common. They loved this great nation. And while they were standing there, there was a dark cloud in the background and the wind started roaring. And the wind just started blowing. The wind was blowing. And everybody was looking around as the wind was blowing and if something was getting ready to happen. Those two men stood there and did not flinch a muscle. They were getting ready to present the 13-fold. They did not move. I dare say a tornado could have come and they would not have moved a muscle. Out of respect for the man that they admire because of what he stood for, the same rank that they were in. I'm talking about the 13-fold. You see, those men demonstrated great respect for the flag and for this gentleman who was a vet. Now, let's talk about the 13 folds. Now, that was my introduction. Now, here's the 13 folds. There are 13 folds at the casket of a fallen soldier. And the 13 folds represents the following. Fold number one. The first fold is a symbol of life. A symbol of life. Number two, the second fold is for our belief in eternal life. Three, the third fold is made in honor and remembrance of the veterans departing ranks who have a portion of his or her life for the defense of our country to obtain peace throughout the world. The fourth fold stands for our weaker nature as American citizens trusting in God. It's to him we turn to in times of peace as well as war for his divine guidance. The fifth fold is a tribute to America. In the words of Stephen Decatur, our country in dealing with other countries may she always be right, but it is still our country, right or wrong. The sixth O is where our heart lies. It's with our flag that we pledge allegiance to the flag and the republic to which it stands. The seventh O is a tribute to our armed forces, for it is the armed forces that protect our country and flag against enemies, whether they be domestic or foreign. Now, the eighth fold is a tribute to the one who entered into the valley of the shadow of death, that we might see the light of day, and to honor our mother, for whom it flies on Mother's Day. The ninth fold is a tribute to womanhood, for it is through their faith, love, loyalty, and devotion that the character of the men and women who have made this country great have been molded. The tenth fold is a tribute to Father, for He has given His sons and daughters for the defense of our country since he or she was first born. The 11th fold. The 11th fold in the eyes of the Hebrew citizens represents the laurel portion of the seal of King David and King Solomon, and glorifies in their eyes the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The 12th fold. The 12th fold in the eyes of Christian citizens represents an emblem of eternity and glorifies in their eyes God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, the 13th fold. When the flag is completely folded, which some consider the 13th fold, the stars are up, are uppermost, reminding us of our national motto, "In God We Trust." You see, it was said one time by this lady. She put it this way: "I kneel to God and I stand for the flag." And also you can rephrase it: "I stand for the flag and I kneel to Almighty God." People, young people, keep this in mind. When you see people stepping on the flag of the United States, they are stepping on the 13th fold of what we have just learned, what it represents. They're stepping on God Almighty. They're stepping on our faith in humanity. They're stepping on our trust in God. When you see people burning the flag, they are burning the 13 folds. And they are burning what we call respect for God. They are burning what we call our belief in God. They are burning our motto, "In God we trust." Never let it be said that any of us would say, "But that's their right to do it." No, it's not their right to do it. Just because a person has the freedom to speak does not give him the freedom to disrespect. You see, that's the whole point of it all. The Bible even teaches that because we are free in God, that does not give us the right to do whatever we want to do. And the same should be said concerning the First Amendment. Because we have the freedom to speak, that does not give us the freedom to desecrate, to abuse, and to misuse this great flag. And not only when you step on this flag, you're stepping on those 13 folds. Always remember the 13 folds. You're here this morning, and I know you're here for this reason and this reason only, and that's to worship God, to serve God. That's why we're here.
And there may be some of you here this morning who have been struggling with feelings of hopelessness, and you're thinking, I just cannot go on. I just want to give up. Well, no, that's why we're here, to encourage one another. You may be here struggling with some kind of a sin problem that you may be dealing with. And you may be hesitant to come forward because I don't want to tell what I've done. You don't have to tell what you've done. That's not our business. That's God's business. We leave that up to God. See, we can't handle it, but God can. We leave that up to God. All we have to do is come and say, I'd like to ask for prayer for strength. And I'd like to ask for forgiveness for what I have done. God got that under control. God will take care of that. That's all we have to do is just bring it to Him. Don't bring it to us because we can't handle it. We go off and we start sinning. We start gossiping, talking about somebody else. You see, God is the one that we come to. Here's what Jesus said. Jesus said, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you the rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. You will find rest unto your souls. So I would like for you to come if you have a need at the singing of this song of encouragement. Will you please come?
Coming home, coming.